This is Shep O'Neill with the VOA Special English Education Report. 60% of high schools in the United States now offer college-level work through advanced placement courses. Two times as many students take AP courses today compared to 10 years ago. The College Board administers the program, along with others, including the SAT College Entrance Test. The nonprofit organization has a new report out that marks the 50th anniversary of advanced placement. The program now offers 35 courses in 20 subjects. These include art, biology, calculus, and history, as well as language, music, physics, and psychology. Classes prepare students to take AP exams. Last year, more than 1 million students worldwide took more than 2 million AP exams. The results are in the form of a number from 1 to 5. 5 represents excellent college work. 3 is average. Most American colleges and universities give credit to students who receive a 3 or better on their AP exams. That means they can start with higher-level college classes than students who did not do as well or did not take the tests. Students can take an AP exam even without the coursework. Each test costs about $80. Among minority students, Latinos are well represented in advanced placement classes in many states. African Americans are not. Black students are more than 13% of the student population, but they are only 6% of those who take AP exams. The College Board notes that studies support the value of the Advanced Placement Program. These include the most recent Trends in International Math and Science study. It shows that in 2003, the United States was near the bottom among 16 countries on a calculus test. But the American students who had taken AP calculus did as well as the top students on the test. President Bush wants to increase the number of AP math and science students, and he has proposed training 70,000 more teachers over 5 years to teach them. 380,000 American students currently take AP math and science exams. The goal is to increase that to 1.5 million by the year 2012. Details of the new report can be found on the web at collegeboard.com. This VOA Special English Education Report was written by Nancy Steinbach. This is Shep O'Neill.